This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me. It is Wednesday here, and we are in our program today. We're in Romans chapters 15 and 16. We're wrapping up the book of Romans here at WGOD, where we have been practically all year long here in this book. And it looks like tomorrow's program is going to wrap it up. Here today, actually here tonight, I invite you out to Island Community Church tonight. If you're looking for a church home, if you like what you hear here on the radio, I invite you to come out at 6 o'clock tonight. We are in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17. First, we'll be looking at the 10 lepers that were cleansed. Plus, we'll be getting into Bible prophecy immediately after that, as Luke chapter 17 and Luke 21 is the equivalent of Matthew chapter 24. So that's where we're going to be at tonight, 6 o'clock. We'd love to see you here on the radio. Now, we're continuing with this last sermon out of the book of Romans, which I've entitled The Rest of the Story. So let's go to that and hear the rest of the story.
For Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing, or what's the surprise, if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Adrian Rogers says it all the time. Satan has his ministers in the pulpit all over America. This should not surprise you. You will know them by what comes out of their mouth. Don't believe in the resurrection. Don't believe in the virgin birth. You don't believe Jesus Christ lived a sinless life. You don't believe God took a body. You don't believe He's coming back again. You don't believe He's the only way to heaven. Then you are an imposter, Mr. Pastor. An imposter. There's two places you're going to find imposters. Imposters. Number one, right here, behind this pulpit. Number two, help me out, church. Huh? Bible translators. Bible translators. Bible translators. Satan's first four words. Indeed hath God said. Always corrupts the word of God. That's where you're going to find them. In the pulpits across America and around the world. And Bible translators, crooked Bible translations. And people get so doggone mad at me when I condemn a Bible translation or expose it. For instance, you get a Bible that says in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, my Bible says, behold, a woman, a virgin, will give birth to a son, and they will call his name Emmanuel, which is God with us. Now you got a new translation that says, behold, a young woman will bring forth a son, and you'll call his name Emmanuel. Young woman, let me ask a question. In your opinion, how many young women since the year zero have given birth to children? Let me conservatively put that at 1 trillion. In your opinion, how many virgins have given birth? One! Sorry, Sarah. One. One virgin that's ever given birth to the Lord Jesus Christ. Mary and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when you change that, you see, I'm a Bible translator. I got a PhD. I can say these kind of things. You're crooked. I don't trust you. There's no reason for you to change that. If you change that, I don't trust you. You are an angel of darkness that's transfigured yourself into somebody else. Why change it? Well, the word Alma could mean young lady. If I was on that committee, I wouldn't have translated it that way. How about you? It's like that song, you know, looking for the devil in all the wrong places. You will know them by their fruits, the Lord Jesus said. Okay, verse 21. Timothy, my fellow worker, and Lucius, Jason, Sosipater, my countrymen, all greet you. I'm in Romans 16. Verse 22, I, Tertius, who wrote this epistle, greet you in the Lord. Wait a minute, I thought Paul wrote this. No, Tertius was what they call an amanuensis. He was a scribe. He dictated this letter to this man, and this man wrote it down. Which is why 1 Peter and 2 Peter are so different. Peter dictated 1 Peter to someone, and he wrote 2 Peter himself. That's why they're nothing alike and why so many people don't believe 2 Peter. He wrote that with his own hand. In the first, he had an amanuensis, just like Paul. Okay, last benediction in this book, verse 25. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel in the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began, but now has been made manifest, and by the prophetic scriptures made known to all nations, according to the commandment of the everlasting God for obedience to the faith. To God, who alone is wise, be glory through Jesus Christ forever and ever. Amen and amen. And just what is the mystery that's been kept secret since the beginning of the ages? It's this, that the Son of God is going to come down here to planet Earth in order to redeem you, because God loves you. And to redeem all of the elect, all of those that will receive him. The Son of God is going to be born of a virgin. The Son of God is going to take a body and live a sinless life. The Son of God is going to die for mankind. The Son of God is going to reconcile all believers back to him. The Son of God is going to once and for all make amends for the damage that Adam and Eve had done when they sinned. And that by believing in him, you can have everlasting life. This is the mystery of the gospel hidden since the world began. Amen? Let's sum up the book of Romans. Chapters 1 through 3, Paul convicts the entire human race of sin. 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And now in the midst of gloom and despair and agony on me, the Savior appears. Romans 3:21. But now the righteousness of God apart from the law has been revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe. For there's no difference. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation, big word, through his blood, through faith, to demonstrate his righteousness. Because in his forbearance, God passed over the sins previously committed. All right, suddenly, how to get right with God's been revealed. And it's got nothing to do with the law. It was witnessed by the law and the prophets, meaning the Old Testament saw it coming. The law saw it coming. Moses talked about it. The prophets saw it coming. And this righteousness is made possible not by money, not by indulgences, not by saying you're sorry, and not by repentance, not by keeping rules. No, this righteousness comes about by faith in Jesus Christ and him alone. Faith in Jesus Christ. That's what this book is about, Romans. Chapter 4 tells us you and I are saved the same way Abraham was. Abraham believed God and his faith was reckoned to him as righteousness. You're saved the same way. People in the Old Testament are saved the same way they are in the New Testament, by faith in God. Abraham was saved by his faith. He didn't have Jesus. How are the Old Testament saints saved? By faith in God. Chapter 5 tells us God officially declares us, wham, not guilty based on our faith in Jesus Christ. Also, chapter 5 tells us through Jesus, we now have access to God, through whom we have access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. God's handing you a ticket that says on it, admit one. You can't give it to somebody else. You can't give it to your son. You can't give it to your daughter, your husband, or your wife. Admit one. It's your name on it. You take it and use it, or it'll perish with you. But you can't will it to anyone like a Miami Dolphins season ticket. It dies with you. You can't give it away.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.